You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kim Hampson, former All-Star with the New York Liberty, and you are listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
Rebecca, how was it outside of the court, walking around New York? How were you guys treated?
It was a little bit crazy. I mean, it was fun. The fans were so passionate. I mean, they embraced those early teams like nothing I've really seen before in women's basketball. I think it was because there was a personality for every type of fan. You know, you had the dynamic persona of Spoon out there on the floor, and then kind of shy VJ, and Sue, just the craziness of how she was and her play, and Kim. I mean, it just every fan had somebody that they could just really latch onto. There was so much personality on that team. There was so much personality with the fans, and so they embraced us. And sometimes it was crazy because we would have to walk through the garden. We lived right across the street. We'd have to walk through the garden to get to the locker room, like the public areas. And, you know, and we're completely accessible to the fans. And it was good, but at the same time it was a little nuts because sometimes it would take a long time just to get into the arena as you were, you know, navigating your way through the fans. But it was great. I think there was a really great relationship between the players and the fans, and a passion with the players because they've been overseas for so long, a passion from the fans. And I think that it's really hard to recreate that now because the fans, there's just not fans like there were in New York in those early days.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.